In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the third Sunday now of Great Lent. It's the middle of the Lenten fast, and we celebrate the cross and the resurrection, especially on this day. Of course, today is Saturday, but the services are for tomorrow. And I want to explain to you, some of you have heard before, but it's good to hear it again, and it's good to have it deeply in our soul, the Troparion before thy cross, and what we do. We prostrate, and why we prostrate. There's a really wonderful book. It's unrelated in the subject matter I'm about to talk about, but it's related in a certain way. The book, I think it's called Wounded by Love by Elder Porphyrius. And the reason it's related is because I want you to cultivate, and I want my own poor soul, my sinful soul to cultivate, this deep awe and love for God when we are doing anything, whether it be making the sign of the cross, saying, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us, a prayer that we say every day, twice a day, maybe four or five or six or ten times a day. When you do a prostration, when you receive the mysteries, when you read the Psalter or anything else, we must cultivate in our hearts this deep feeling of love and longing for the Lord. And everything should be new. Everything should renew us every time we do it. Now, that's a hard thing to do on a regular basis. You know, you say the Trisagion prayers and you can just zip through them and not even hardly pay attention. And other things become mundane for us. But we don't say this prayer before thy cross very often. We just say it this season, and we also say it for the exaltation of the cross in the fall. And that's the only time that we sing it. And it goes like this: Before thy cross we bow down and worship, O Master, and thy holy resurrection we glorify. So the cross and the resurrection are in this hymn. You cannot think of the cross without the resurrection. Now, when you bow down, when you make a prostration to the ground, as you say, we bow down before thee, there should be something that's happening inside you. I don't know how to describe it, but if you felt it, you know what I mean. There should be this deep, it's not an emotion. It is the Holy Spirit speaking with you is what it is, where your soul is being touched by God. And the motion down, as well as the singing, it provokes a union with God, a communication with Him. Something happens to the soul, and the soul feels undone. The soul feels, I suppose, in some small way, like Elias felt when he was in the cave and there was the still small voice. Or like Moses felt when God passed by and he was only allowed to see his back parts. It's a feeling that I'm sure they had, except much more so than us, because of their holiness. But that feeling you should cultivate. So you shouldn't prostrate perfunctionarily. You should prostrate with this deep desire. God, help me to feel this. And it's not an emotional feeling. I mean, you could cry and you could be emotional. That's not the feeling of the Holy Spirit dwelling in the heart. When the Holy Spirit is in the heart, we feel very small and yet enlarged at the same time. We feel unworthy and yet accepted. We feel as sinners and yet forgiven. We feel unclean and yet made clean. All in the same moment. So this is an opportunity for you. Excuse me. If you stay till the end of the service, to do the prostrations at the end of the service and to do them with your heart. Of course, your body will be doing them, but also your heart must be doing them. This is one of the best opportunities in all of our church year to try to make the heart and the body pray as one, and to feel deeply in your heart God's love for you, your unworthiness, and the pain of the cross and the joy of the resurrection, all in the same moment. Now we bow down, saying, before thy cross we bow down in worship, meaning that it should have reminded us of death, because going down to the ground is sort of like acting out, dying and being put into the ground. And thy holy resurrection we glorify. Something in us should die every day. There's a lot in us that needs to die. But there's also a lot in us that needs to come alive. And if the things in us that should die do die, then the things in us that should come alive will come alive. And by the cross, they come alive. By the way of the cross, by accepting that way, by accepting that way of humility, and that way of focus on only one thing that's needful. So when we recall the cross, we always recall the resurrection. That, by the way, is why no Orthodox icon will show Christ in writhing agony on the cross. Never. Look at him on the cross. He looks peaceful. He went to the cross voluntarily. As a human being, he feared it. His prayer in Gethsemane made it quite clear that he was afraid. But he gave his will completely over to his Father. And therefore, he was completely at peace, even though he was on a cross, bleeding, and in torment, physical torment. But he is peaceful on the cross. And the reason why is because the cross brings peace. Because through the cross, we have been healed. So we've got to follow that way of the cross. All this should be going on, not in your mind now. Shouldn't be thinking about it. But it should be in your heart. You know, the heart can think much faster than the brain. The nous is the higher part of the soul, which is our mind. And that is not a physical entity. It's a spiritual entity. And it can think so much faster. There's no comparison. The nous can have many thoughts at the same time. In our brain, we can only have a few. Some of us can only have one at a time. But the nous can think all these things all at once. And then there is this overwhelming feeling of being in God's presence. That's what I want you to feel tonight. That when you do this prostration, that you know things are going to get better. They're going to get better in your life because God is going to help you. And yes, you're a terrible sinner, but God won't abandon you. You have to feel that deeply in your soul. If you feel it deeply in your soul, then already the battle is won. St. Paul says he is confident that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. You have to believe that. But it's not something you believe with your head. It's something you feel in your soul. And so when you do these prostrations, if you stay to the end. If you don't stay to the end, we'll prostrate again tomorrow, probably in front of that old rugged cross like I like to do if it's not raining. But it's better to do it at the end of Matins. When you do it, beg the Lord to reach out and to touch you. Not in an emotional way, but in a way that your soul needs. Each one of us needs different things, and God will give them to us. Just recall, make sure that you understand. Then again, I'm not saying with your mind, I'm saying in your heart, understand that when we prostrate before the cross tonight, we are recalling our resurrection. And we are promising the Lord with all of our heart that we will live according to the resurrection. Now, we'll break that promise later on this evening, if not moments later. But still make that promise with all of your heart and all of your desire. And the Lord will help you keep it. It will come to pass that you will be able to keep this promise. So remember that when you're prostrating before the cross, that you want to somehow have God fill you in such a way that you'll change. And if you believe that you'll change and beg the Lord to help you, it will happen. It will happen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.